We get things underway this afternoon by welcoming two of our favorites back and right here in studio. Artistic director of Penobscot Theater, Barry Newport, welcome.
Thanks for having me. I'm so thrilled to have brought our mutual friend, Dennis Price, here, who's making his return to the Penobscot Theater Company stage after far too long.
How long has it been, DP?
The last show I did there, 2005. And that was a Christmas Carol. That was our last Christmas Carol together, Richard.
Oh.
Yes, that was my last show there. So 2005. So, yeah, 14 years. I've been kind of occupied.
And you were just talking about this particular Christmas Carol, which
yes.
It's amazing how many people talk to me about it.
Yes, it was memorable in a number of different ways. One, it was my friend Rich was in it, but we played Beatles. We played the Beatles narrating the story of A Christmas Carol.
Yes, which made perfect sense.
Yes, my favorite part was I played the turkey boy. And so, of course, when I said, the one as big as me, I was like, wait for it. And there it is.
Yeah.
There it is. Yes, it's the flock from Chernobyl. No, that was it. Yeah. But it was, yes, it was, that was memorable in a number of different ways. But that was the last show that I did here.
Wow.
If that tells you anything.
Hey. And Rich, did you do other shows at PDC since you did?
I did.
You did a bunch when
I
Scott
did.
Was,
yeah. I had about a 15-year streak going and then went and had that kid.
Moonlight Graham.
Moonlight Graham. Yeah, so the last show I did was, I believe, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Aha, uh-huh, okay.
Yeah.
Which really everybody talks about. Still
yeah.
With me.
Yeah.
Beautiful production.
There were no Beatles in that version.
No Beatles.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
In the jury, no Beatles in the Schiffer robe. They pop out and start singing a song.
I like that you said Schiffer robe.
Yes. Right here on the radio.
But you are back for the brand new production that opens this weekend at Penobscot Theater at the historic Bangor Opera House. Tell us a little bit, Barry, about Gaslight.
Well, it's actually the second production that Penobscot Theater Company has done in its 46 years. The first production was done in 2003 under the American title of Angel Street.
That's right.
And yes. Gaslight, a lot of people don't know, it's a 1938 play. It was Vincent Price's very first villainous role. and the English title is Gaslight, and that's where the term gaslighting comes from, which has been in the news so much lately. It's made a reoccurrent, it's joined our popular phrases in our vernacular once again. But it came from this play, and so we wanted to produce it under the title of Gaslight.
Excellent. And Dennis, what role do you play, sir?
I play Inspector Ruff. I play someone who, not to give too much away, a little teaser, but I come in and basically sort of set the scene for the action that happens, you know, throughout the play, and sort of help to support the Mrs. Manningham, that's sort of my goal, is to help make sure that she understands what the truth is, and I sort of help her get to that place, and that's sort of what I do, my inspector, sir.
But sporting some lovely facial hair, too.
Yes, I am growing some mutton chops for the role. These are what are called friendly mutton chops. It's the absence of the chin.
Yes.
Here. So if you can imagine, I look like Lemmy from Motorhead's, like, little cousin.
That's what
I was going for. But I love it. You know, it's another example of, like, there were some really cool things. The Victorian era is awesome. And the way that this play sort of shows and highlights some of the things that are, you know, that about the, because the play takes place in 1880, but the idea of sort of hitting some of those things, and the costumes are beautiful, the set is gorgeous. It's a great era to play, and certainly for facial hair, it's also a great era.
And I want to talk about some of those things, but who else is in the cast with the lovely Mr. Price?
Well, we have Robin Bloodworth, who's back. He was here last in 2013 in Around the World in 80 Days. He's an actor I know from Atlanta. We have someone new to our stage, Winslow Corbett, who actually has a town in Oregon named after her family, Corbett, Oregon. Winslow sent in this audition that she was just like a curly blonde ray of sunshine, and is the perfect. She's also an extremely experienced classically trained actress. We have Ms. Elizabeth Budd, Mary Budd's daughter,
yes,
who is now a senior at Bangor High, and we have Elizabeth Meyerdick. Dierks? Meyer
Kim,
Dierks.
Kim Meyer Dierks.
Kim Meyer Dierks playing the role of Elizabeth.
Yes, exactly right. Kimmy.
Kim I saw in a production of The Elephant Man at $10, and I thought she was fabulous. She's kind of new in town, mm-hmm. and she's super funny, and this play has a lot of funny stuff in it. Mm-hmm. I think it's what I love about this play is that it's one of the most classic melodramas, and so it has all the stock characters, and Dennis's stock character is the classic detective, mm-hmm. but there's also the classic heroine, the classic villain, the classic hussy, and the classic maternal figure. So it's very satisfying in that way, yeah. I think. It's also a thriller. It's also, like, scary.
Absolutely. The story, the story, I enjoy it because it is a night in the theater that is going to engage you.
Yeah,
and that's sure. that's something I really enjoy. I think it's the audience is necessary in this show because they have to believe that what we are making important, they feel important as well. And so it's more of a connection than you think. You know what I mean? In those moments where you're just sort of you have this thing that you need to do. And so for that experience, I think it's also engaging because you know it's unique, I think, in theater today. To have that and just sort of that interaction, I think, is important.
Sets have been so incredible. I've always been strong, but I feel like the last couple of years, you've just upped the game even more. And I like what I've seen so far. Did I see a picture of footlights
on social media? Yeah, actually, Dennis we've been hiring a gonzo reporter for every one of our shows for the last bunch of years, but Dennis is our gonzo reporter, Hunter S. Thompson style for... Yes.
Or more like Muppet Babies, gonzo, perhaps.
You have to have footlights. I mean, one of the reasons we chose this play was because it would look amazing in the Opera House. Mm. Little did I know that Ches Cherry had designed the last production, the 2003 Angel Street production, which was also in the Opera House. But he's designing this set as well.
Fantastic.
And it's quite a spectacular set. The walls are like 16 feet tall. Which really pushes the feeling that this woman, our heroine, is locked in a cage. And I think what's most made very early on is how far away the stage is, because it really is a melodrama. And to deconstruct what's going on in the play, you have to have some perspective. So the audience really is quite far away from the actual thrust of the stage, which will be different for our audiences. We're always trying to build our sets as close to the audience, right? But this one, we wanted everyone to for it to be a real forced proscenium. So the Opera House itself is really on display, the 30-foot proscenium, but also it allows the audience to be somewhat of a psychologist themselves by having perspective.
Now, try this later next time he's by.
Yes.
I love Ches. Close your eyes and listen to Ches and tell yourself it's not Keith Richard talking to you.
Totally.
I think he'd take that as a compliment.
You'll get
one. Sure he would. Of course he would.
Who's doing lighting for you?
This is Scout Huff. She's back. I think the last design she did, I guess, was Mamma Mia. And Kevin Kosky, once again, like, totally outdid himself with these costumes. Dennis's costume is fantastic. Is quite a saucy shirt.
That's right. Come for the acting, stay for the shirt.
Yeah, exactly. And stay for the dress.
Yes.
Our heroine's dress is really quite something. That was another reason we chose it. We haven't done period costumes in a very long time. Mostly because our stock is really contemporary. So this was an opportunity for Kevin and our team to show their stuff and for the audience to enjoy the richness of Victoriana.
Well, it's going to be great and perfect timing for this spooky Halloween season. It couldn't be any better.
We're using all Amanda Palmer music, Neil Gaiman's wife, you know, super feminist, Dresden Dolls. And a lot of people probably would think, wow, that doesn't go at all with Gaslight. But it's has a modern spirit to it, the whole production, that I'm really excited for audience to see.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Well, it opens this weekend. First preview is tomorrow.
We have our Pay What You Can tomorrow night. All are welcome. And then we start previews on Thursday and Friday. Previews mean we keep working on the play. And then Saturday night, we have our opening at 5:00. One of the only theaters in the country that has a 5:00 show. And it's one of our most popular shows because it gives us the opportunity to have a good party afterwards.
Right.
Yeah.
And everyone's invited to our opening night parties. This one is at the Isaac Ferrer House. for our house.
The mansion.
As part of the YMCA. So all
seemed
welcome.
Appropriate.
Yeah, right? Perfect. A haunted house.
Absolutely. I love it. Well, of course, to get tickets, many ways to do that. You could stop right in at the box office, Main Street in Bangor, Bangor Opera House. You could give them a call, 942-3333, or go online at penobscottheater.org. But get your tickets. They're going to go fast. It's great fun for everybody.
Yeah.
Gaslight.
We'll see you at the theater.
Yes, yeah. Indeed.
Thank you, Barry. Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, Richard.
Lovely to see you. Will you be back with us in a couple of weeks doing your regular Tuesday segment?
Yeah, next week I'll be available to you, 5:30. Talk about what's going on in Central Maine. All kinds of good stuff. The Theater at Monmouth getting ready for their tour. Johnson Hall getting ready to host Capital City Improv. And some other good things to talk about.
All right. Well, break legs, sir.
Thank you, sir. Richard, I just want to say, can I say one thing before we go?
Of course, yes.
I just want to say in front of the dozens of people listening to this show.
Oh, please, let's not inflate the audience.
That, you know, I really appreciate Barry for giving me a chance in this play and, like, you know, just taking a chance on a guy who hadn't been doing it for a while.
Well, so. Especially given what other people had warned her about.
Exactly right. And she saw past that. So come on out and see the show. We're gonna tell you a great story. So.
Well, I look forward to seeing you up there again.
You got it, buddy. Can't wait to be up there.
All right. Thanks, Dennis.
Yes, sir. Bye, Richard. Bye.
Dennis Price, Barry Newport, Penobscot Theater's Gaslight.